I'm David Castleman.
I'm Kate Botello, and you're listening to The Green Room, your weekly dose of arts and culture from Interlochen Public Radio. Okay, David, let's jump right in. Listen to this. This is Dues, written and sung by Ronnie Blakely from the Robert Altman film Nashville, which is 40 years old this year.
These cars are trying to communicate. Oh, cars! Are you trying to tell me something?
And that is Geraldine Chaplin, the daughter of Charlie Chaplin and one of the very funny stars of the film. Now, in this scene, she's rhapsodizing in a junkyard that has nothing at all to do with country music.
Classic Altman.
Yeah. Now, Robert Altman calls Geraldine's character the connective tissue of the film, providing perspective for the audience.
Geraldine will be around next week for the start of the Traverse City Film Festival, and Robert Altman's work will be the topic of much discussion, including a panel you can hear on IPR, or find on the website interlochenpublicradio.org.
Speaking of film, the Copland Festival at Interlochen is in full swing, and next week features a screening of the Aaron Copland-scored film The Heiress, which stars Olivia de Havilland and Montgomery Clift.
You're listening to The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. Okay, Kate, my turn. Listen to this. You're hearing Matt Jones, who's a musician from Ypsilanti, Michigan. He's made a name for himself with his soft vocals and folk rock style. But right now, Jones has set all that aside to do something a little different.
Instead of writing new music, he's recording other people. And he's traveling around Michigan in a quest to document Michigan's music in 2015 and to preserve it for the future. Now, this month, the project took him to a one-room schoolhouse in northern Michigan, and David, you went to check it out.
I did.
Do you like to sit or do you like to stand?
The first musician who walks through the door to record is Kirby Snively. He's from north of Petoskey and hadn't met Matt Jones before today. That's how it goes a lot of the time for Jones. He's never sure who's going to show up. Jones says there's already been some surprises.
I had one guy come in and his friend played wind sounds on a keyboard while he made a speech about toads, you know, and snakes. and it was perfect. It was exactly what it needed.
See how toad we are.
This is the first time Matt Jones has been to this old schoolhouse where he's recording. It's also Kirby Snively's first time. Musicians call this place the Green River Schoolhouse. It's in a valley in the rolling green hill country north of Mancelona. This is Kirby Snively's original called A Miracle in America.
All she ever wanted was a perfect life. A little family with the kind of man who would treat them right.
Matt Jones has a simple 8-track recorder and an $80 microphone. That's the setup he's been using since March. He'd been done with an album for a few months and was looking for a new project. It was then he started recording Michigan musicians. So far, Jones has done most of that work out of his basement in Ypsilanti that he calls a dungeon. But he's also hit some spots in the Upper Peninsula. Jones says he really likes what he's heard.
Every person so far has been a highlight. And what's interesting is 2 years ago, I don't think I would have said that, because this project has rewired me completely. I've told other people this: you can't sit 3 feet from somebody and watch them do the thing that they love doing most and not love it too.
There are some challenges for Jones. For one, he's paying for everything himself. Another issue is the scope of it all. It's already bigger than he imagined it would be.
After each one of these things, it was completely worth it. So that's going to be the problem of stopping. Because everybody I've recorded has been completely worth it. So how could I possibly stop? I have a problem here.
9 musicians came to the schoolhouse on this Saturday, a day that turns out to be the hottest day of the year so far. After Snively plays, next up is a violinist, Brett McDowell from Traverse City. McDowell just moved back to Michigan from California. He lived there for about 7 years. McDowell says he made the decision to move back because he wanted to be around the music scene in the state.
There's so many artists and different people coming up with all kinds of different music all around Michigan, especially northern Michigan in particular, I find. And like, it's where you got to be, you know, you got to move to where all the music's happening. So that's why I'm here. So.
Whenever you're ready.
Okay.
This one's all aboard.
Preservation is one of Matt Jones's goals with the project, and it's a goal that would mean a lot to him.
I see that so many of these people play all the time, and when they're not here anymore, I need to keep hearing their stuff. You know, I need to keep hearing their music. So that's why I said I wanted to get everybody on the books.
Jones has already recorded more than 100 people. He doesn't have plans to stop anytime soon. Jones says he might record in Detroit soon. He also might go to Mackinac Island. He's not sure. But the ultimate goal is to submit all the music to the Library of Congress and maybe to release an anthology. It could be years until he's done.
This has been The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. The show was produced by Michael Culler. Sally Isley is our executive producer. I'm Kate Botello.
And I'm David Castleman. See you next week.
All aboard!